Now the Mishnah says, "Ha'moicher esodayu b'shas hayovel." If you makdish your field when yovel is noig, is a nemuta legal pokus mishnei shonim. You can't redeem it back less than 2 years. For 2 years, it has to stay. In other words, again, ha'moicher, if you sell your field when the time of yovel is noig, so the first 2 years you can't redeem it back. A nemuta legal pokus mishnei shonim. Shneimer the pasuk says, "B'mispar shnei tuois yimoch lechom." Like it has to stay by the buyer for at least 2 years. Then after that, then the one that sold it has a right to come back and say, "I want to buy it back." These are lachas of the stay, achuza. Now, hoysa shenash yedof, let's say one of the years was a year shenash yedof and mirokan, that there was a bad crop. It got hit by shedof and there was a hurricane there that ruined the crop. So one of the year was Shemitah, you can't plant. Is there an oil? I mean, it doesn't go part of the minyan. That's the 2 years that you can grow crop. Nor, let's say the owner of Stam just plotted but did not seed it. Or else like Yavira just left it empty. Oil, I mean, minyan, that's his fault. He should have planted there. That's called part of the minyan. Rabbi Leizer, like this. Rabbi Leizer, I'm the Machul al-Lafnei Rosh Hashanah. Somebody sells it to you right before Rosh Hashanah. Machul al-Lafnei Rosh Hashanah. V'malaya peres is full of peres. Sometimes you have right to eat 3 crops in the 2 years. Because here you got it full of crops, and the next 2 years you have another 2 crops. There's the way you can eat 3 crops in the 2 years. The Chiddush is, even the later when you come to redeem it back, you're going to take off just for 2 years' crops, not for the third year crop that he got right away. Now the Mishnah says, "Ha'moicha sodei fisol yifil b'shas ha'yoyzol izein agoya l'katon." The Mishnah does not say that you cannot redeem it during the first 2 years. It says rather, "Ela'ena mutuli gol." It's like it's not mutar, it's also to do it. Alma, what do we see? K'sar v'yolti surinam yika. This is the law of the stay achuza field that you yashin, that's yours from your father. So if you sell it to somebody else, the law is the first 2 years, you have no right to buy it back from him. After 2 years pass by, then if you, the original Moichel, wants to buy it back, even though he doesn't want to give it to you, you have a right to force him to give it back to you. But his first 2 years, you have no right to buy it back. So with Dashin now, not only Stam can't you force him to, like if he doesn't want to, you have no right to do it, but you're not even supposed to go to Chidol, like to try and show him your money, to ask him to do it. It's an Issa. Alma Ksava Isura Namika. The Afilu Kerkusha Izuzi Namiyasi. Can't even just show him the money as if to get him aroused to try and make him sell to you. Foloi mi boi moicher. To koi b'yeser, not only the moicher, the one that sold this over in Yisrasei, not to buy it back. If so, it says the mitzvah shnei tuas. Yimach l'choi sold it to you for at least for 2 years. So he has no right to get it back before 2 years. El afilu l'kech nami. Even l'kech, the one that bought it also, koi b'yeser. He's also over in Yisrasei if he would give it back less than 2 years. Debinin shonim tikna. Like he bought it for 2 years. So you have that Rashi says the mispah shonim achriyavu tikna. The mashma shetei kenu yeloi shtei shonim. That lokech, the one that bought it off, the stei achuzah, he has to hold on to it for at least for 2 years. And he gives it back before that, he's over the sisra say. So just that's the loch, he's supposed to leave it there for at least 2 years. Now the Gemara says, it will learn like this. Hamoicha sedei yubishna sayevu. That's when somebody sells his field on the year of Yevul itself. What's the machlokes? Rav Amarav says mechura v'yetzer. It's called mechura, but it goes out right away. It goes out at the end of the year. It goes away. Rashi says b'yevul v'zeh lakeich ibn moisum. The one that spends the money loses his money, but it's called the mechira. Shmuel lama ain't a mechura kolik. It's not called the mechira at all, and therefore you have to give the money back. So my time with the Shmuel. What's the reason of Shmuel? Kal v'choyma. Ma mechura kvar madach a field that was sold from before Yevul. Yoitza goes out on Yoivol, so Shein the Mechur field that was not sold yet. Ain't it isn't the Svara Stesh like Timochi can't sell it on Yoivol? So that's Shmuel Svara. Ula Rav, the Gemara's a question, Le Amrina Kavachayim, how could Rav not say this Kavachayim if he had gotten like this? I have a time you would learn a similar Kavachayim that Rav agrees to. He learned like this. Yoch Rav would have thought to say, Yim Chirodim is bitter to Shinara. Parfait has a right to sell his daughter when she's an Ara. Amata Ataya Kavachayim. No. If a father sold his daughter before she was an Aram, Yoitza, she goes out, Benaris, that's Simonim, she goes out from the Odon, Achshav Shein Mechur, the father did not sell her yet. Ein Adin, isn't it a svar to say, Shlo Tzimach, he has no right to sell her for no Maria? So who you see such a Kavuchim like this? So here also, how could Rav say you have a right to sell a field on karka on Yovel? I ain't see it's on Yovel. So Mara says, Hosamoy Hodra Mizdavna, by your own daughter, once she becomes a Nari, you can't sell her anymore. But Hoch over here by this karka, Hodra Mizdavna, you have a right to sell it later after Yovel. So since you could sell it later, he also is called a Mechira right now. Just a locker is, Yovel takes it out, so the Lekech Lamaisa loses his money. Mara says, Mesve, I have a question. Sounds like this. Achar ha-yoyvol meisve. Achar ha-yoyvol shonim tikna. That after Yev you should buy it with 2 years. Malarma comes to teach us over here. She moichrin samach li-yoyvol. You have right to sell it far with samach li-yoyvol. So Rashi says like this. Achar ha-yoyvol is a mashum. Achar ha-yoyvol miyad right away. Shonim tikna. Shem tikna sada tebiotcha. Station, if you bought it, should be in your rishus at least for 2 years by korcha shemoicha. If Ilu writes levdois, even though he wants to redeem it, still it has to stay there for at least 2 years. So that's what we dash in Acher Yevil Shonim Tikna means Malamed, shemoichrim, you could sell your field, Samach Yevil, right before Yevil. Muflegim and Yevil, when I had like to sell your field a long time away from Yevil. Time Lame, the Posse says, Lefi Rev Hashonim, Lefi Mat Hashonim. Fill in how many years, a lot or small amount. But the year of Yevil itself, lo yimach, you cannot sell it. If you sell it, it's not chal at all. So what's the question, Rav? Amalach Rav, Rav says like this: Eina mechur means lemispa shnei tuas. If you sell it on Yevil, doesn't have the locha of the years to go. The shnei, how many years of crop you had? Av a mechur he, but the mechir is chal right now. The yotze goes out. The yizdavna misdavnun, take a brishusai ad basa Yevil. It's a question: if you sold it. So the sale should be a good sale. It should be a good sale. That you stay in Lakas Rishus, leads to the end of Yovel. Or Bosa Yovel, after Yovel, Nichle Shnei Tvua, let him eat the 2 years worth of crop, for Nehedra, then he'll return it back. So Akamir Rav says, like, it's a good Mechir, but you have to give it back right away. Mila Tana, didn't we learn, Ochlo Shonachas of Nivyet, 1 year before Yovel. That's all. If you bought the field the year before Yovel, so Mashlim Leshona Acheres Achra Yovel, let you eat another year after Yovel. So you see, even though Yovel's in between, so what? You still have to eat your 2 years worth of crop. So also, according to Rav, if you say you could sell your field on karka, you could sell your karka on Yovel, so then should be the karka you should be able to hold on to it for at least 2 years after Yovel and eat the crop of 2 years and then return it. So Mar says, no, the difference is Hochom, Nochas, Achilu, Budira, Koponim, you start at least 1 year before Yovel. Therefore, you finish up another year. But Hochom, Nochas, Achilu, here it didn't go down Achilu altogether. Since you sold it on Yovel, you can't eat, you can't plow on Yovel. Therefore, according to Rav, it's a good sale. You lose your money, but the Mechira, it goes back to the original owner. Amar Rav Onon, Shamat Minei de Mashmuel Tata. I heard two Nochas from Mashmuel. Chod Ahach won this halacha. Vidach, a second was, Hamoicher Rav the Levi Chum, you sell your ever to another to a guy, or you bechus sell the chutz lorets. Yos the cheres, the knas the ever goes out free. Chod the hadri one goes, chod the hadri zvini, for chod the hadri zvini one goes back, the zvini one does not go back. Ladini wasn't sure I'm in which one. Or Rav Yehuda says nechena, let's see. The Tani Brazil and the Brayis Hamoicher Rav the Levi Chutz lorets yos the cheres, so get shichra. Mirabbi Sheni Shramina mid the correlate the Rabbi Sheni the Sheni Rabbi Amal Hadri doesn't retract. It's a good mechira. The Chikama Shmuel Hocha Eina Mechura Umayis Chayzer. Yes, over here it's Umayis Chayzer. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on. We'll start again for the last Gemara again on the next day. We'll stop here. You're holding Daf Lamed Amin Aleph. Just do the last Gemara again on Daf Chof Tes on the base. The bottom Gemara was again 5 lines up was Omer Ravonan. Ravonan said like this: Shamat Mino De Mashmuel. I heard from Mashmuel. Tati, two halachas. Chodach, one is less halacha that if you sell the karka on Yovel, the mechir is not chal at all. You can't sell karka on Yovel. Vido, the second halacha he heard over from Shmuel was that Hamoicher Avdul Levikachovim. If somebody sells his eved to a guy, you sell your eved, or else Oybe Chutzlorts, you sell your eved to somebody living in Chutzlorts. Now, you're living now in Eretz Yisrael, so you mechir even much more mitzvahs. Same thing, if the eved is by you, he does mitzvahs. If you sell him to a goy, he's going to stop doing mitzvahs there. Or you sell him to chutz lorets, also there won't be no such mitzvahs there. So lochur is yotz lecheres. So lochur is the knas,
that if you sell your Eved, Noevi Kechovim, so Kointe Noisa Lochri is that you have to be Poydirim, you have to redeem it back, and then you have to Patrim Lecheris, you have to go and give him a Ishtar Shechrom. Because since you're Mafkiya for Mitzvahs, and the same thing with Mechrad Lechutzlar, it's also just Lecheris. Since there are two Alochis, now Choda Hadri Zvini, one of these two Alochis is Alochri is Hadri Zvini, that it gets returned back. The chod lehadri zvini, one the sale is not returned back. Means one of these two cases, even though the sale is bottled, but you get the money back. Let's say by yovel, if you sell your field on yovel, to say the mechir is bottled, but lekech, let's say, would get his money back. And in one case, he holds no, the lekech does not get his money back. Now v'lo yadan ha'minav, he's not sure on which one the person lekech gets his money back. And in one which case here, if you sold your revit to someone in chutzlaret, that the lachar is you don't get your money back. So Rav Yosef says like this. Next year now, let's see. Midatani b'braisa. Since we're going to b'braisa like this, that ha'moich avdoi b'chutz loritz, if somebody sells a zevet to chutz loritz outside Eretz Yisrael, yotz lecheris, he goes out free, v'tzara gets shichur me'rabi sheni. But a second master is m'chuyiv to give him a shtar shichur. So now, shema minim, here we have a good proof, that midikorelei l'sheni rabbi, since we call the second one his master, al mali hadri zvini, that he does not get his money back. In other words, it's not sold like a mekech tois. He doesn't get his money back, because if the second one would get his money back, so why is he called the rabbi? It's not, he never owned him. So since the second one is called the rabbi, we see the pshat that the sale took place, he does not get his money back. Therefore, we see that when Shmuel says up here by Yovel that if you sell your field, it's not called a good sale, the pshat is his bottle of gamri, and therefore the lekeach gets his money back. Now, Vemar says, so what's Shan Rav Anon? How come he didn't know what Shmuel meant to say? So, my answer is Rav